This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time, and there's no question about that. We're absolutely doing that. Welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. No question about it, it's happening. It is going to happen. I know, a 51st state, we're all going to be struggling with that, right? No, we're not. Not really. This is going to be a barn burner event, of course, when New California starts to really transpire all around the nation, which it's going to. And people soon, if you don't know about it, will be learning about it. Anyway, so visit that website at newcaliforniastate.com and, of course, the mothership, agenda21radio.news. Lots of things going on today. Will she or won't she is the title of basically block one. Will she or won't she? And this is now talking about this, I wanted to say paramour. That would be bad to say that. That's just really not the way it is. But you've got this lady. Now, it's kind of interesting. I believe she's a professor now at Stanford University. Stanford University. I throw that out there. Anita Hill was a professor. What is it with these professors? This is an article that came out of CNN. This will kind of give you a little bit of an idea. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says the FBI should investigate the incident before senators hold a hearing on the investigation. Christine Blasey Ford is her name. Her attorney is arguing that a full investigation by law enforcement officials will ensure that the crucial facts and witnesses in this matter are assessed in a nonpartisan manner, and that the committee is fully informed before conducting any hearing or making any decisions. Now, this all comes amidst claims by, now, people backing off. Guess who? Dianne Feinstein. Say, I don't know if all this is true. I just had this letter, held on to this letter for all these weeks, and I knew about this, but I just thought I'd throw this out at the end. You know, after all the hearings were over, we're ready to go for a vote on this guy, and shazam, there's this letter that repressed feelings from 35 years ago that Christine Blasey Ford has had and resurfaced now after intense therapy. Of course, was the therapy because of Brett or not? It's all silly. It's all stupid. Now, this is the way it works so that you understand. Mr. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, has been investigated two or three times by the FBI already. He's never had this issue ever come up. This is an issue from when Christine Blasey Ford, I think she went by Christine Blasey or Blasey, B-L-A-S-E-Y. So listen, I know there's some different pronunciations by different people, but Christine Blasey Ford, they went to high school together in Washington, D.C., one of these really slick schools, right? And so they had the opportunity to have social occasions, apparently. And she says that she was attacked by the Supreme Court nominee. This is the pubic hair on the Coke can moment, a la Anita Hill, right? And Clarence Thomas back in 1991. So we're at that moment right now. And the Dems, they are absolutely going crazy. This is the squealing of the pig moment for them. They know, they realize Donald Trump has the upper hand, big time. And what's at stake? Everything, as far as they're concerned, everything that they've represented and misrepresented over the last, what, since the 60s, the 1960s, 1964, actually, which was such a banner year, starting from the 50s to 56, 54 to 64, banner year, just it all kicked off for the progressive communists, the fruits of their labor, if you will. Now, this is kind of interesting, because what we have here is we have an absolute tyranny over the judicial system now. At least people holding court over it, meaning the Democrats. They think they're holding everything because, well, they are. You've got some Republicans that are saying, if we don't have everything, we're just going to not vote for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, of course, what would this give us? Right now, we're, six to three on the court. This would make it 7-3 on the court, conservative. Do you see the gravity of the event there? We're talking about 20, 30 years of control by the conservatives, especially if Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes over the top. So everything judicially falls apart for them. You see how big this is? This is a decisive moment in American history. It's huge. All their efforts, all the efforts of George Soros, all the efforts of Hillary Clinton, all the efforts of Bill Clinton. You can go all the way back to Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson. This is what is at stake for them. It's huge. It's enormous. And they're going to do everything they possibly can, pubic hair or not. Of course, I'm referring to the statements that were being made by then the accuser of Clarence Thomas back in 1991 in his confirmation hearing, stooping to a very, very obviously guttural and base low in the hearings. This was something that was just absolute. I used to watch all. Listen, that's just me. I used to watch all these hearings all the time. To me, it was. This is what I did. I think since the 60s. You know what turned me on was the Nixon Kennedy debate in 1960 as a child growing up. We were watching it on our Zenith black and white TV. Interesting, because it was. I'll give you the lowdown on how it happened in our family. My father, who was an avid, over-the-top KFI all the way, Republican conservative, listened to the radio all the time. Yet, my mother and brother and I, we liked to sit around the black and white Zenith TV with a remote control that we could control with my pant leg restrainer that was metal. I could drop it on the ground, the channel would change. But we watched that debate, and we said, gosh, Kennedy really beat Nixon. Because remember, we lived in Orange County not far from where? Nixon's birthplace, Yorba Linda. I'm sorry, I had to indulge in beautiful, wonderful, spectacular Agenda 21 radio coffee. And then after the debate, boy, my dad, he came out and said, boy, did that Nixon take it to Kennedy. And we all three looked around. Said, no, he did? Because that was not our perception. Our perception was Kennedy won hands down. And you know what the reality check was? With TV, and we can see the people in the debate, Kennedy just appeared much better looking. Much better composed. That's why he won the debate on TV, but lost it on radio. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, I'm going to play for you, just for you, my listeners. I am going to play for you the opening statement of Anita Hill. This goes back to 1991. So pay attention. This is Anita Hill, flashback. Explosive opening statement just for you.
During this period at the Department of Education, my working relationship with Judge Thomas was positive. I had a good deal of responsibility and independence. I thought he respected my work and that he trusted my judgment. After approximately 3 months of working there, he asked me to go out socially with him. What happened next, and telling the world about it, are the two most difficult things, experiences of my life. It is only after a great deal of agonizing consideration and great number of sleepless nights that I am able to talk of these unpleasant matters to anyone but my close friends. I declined the invitation to go out socially with him and explained to him that I thought it would jeopardize at the time I considered to be a very good working relationship. I had a normal social life with other men outside of the office. I believed then, as now, that having a social relationship with a person who was supervising my work would be ill-advised. I was very uncomfortable with the idea and told him so. I thought that by saying no and explaining my reasons, my employer would abandon his social suggestions. However, to my regret, in the following few weeks, he continued to ask me out on several occasions. He pressed me to justify my reasons for saying no to him. These incidents took place in his office or mine. They were in the form of private conversations, which would not have been overheard by anyone else. My working relationship became even more strained when Judge Thomas began to use work situations to discuss sex. On these occasions, he would call me into his office for reports on education issues and projects, or he might suggest that because of the time pressures of his schedule, we go to lunch to a government cafeteria. After a brief discussion of work, he would turn the conversation to a discussion of sexual matters. His conversations were very vivid. He spoke about acts that he had seen in pornographic films involving such matters as women having sex with animals and films showing group sex or rape scenes. He talked about pornographic materials depicting individuals with large penises or large breasts involved in various sex acts. On several occasions, Thomas told me graphically of his own sexual prowess. Because I was extremely uncomfortable talking about sex with him at all, and particularly in such a graphic way, I told him that I did not want to talk about these subjects.
This period, this was 1991. Wow, it really gets you, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it? Group sex with animals, people with extremely large penises. You haven't even heard the. I queried for quite some time last night and early this morning. The comment. Where's the comment about the pubic hair? That doesn't seem to be here. Because, you know, so much of this is just over the top. Anyway, it was then over the top. It's now over the top. And when it gets where you really lose it, because, you know, some people are believing this, what's happening here. Wow, this is 1991 after all. And they're believing her. You know, they've got her up there. Joe Biden, by the way, is presiding over this circus. Yeah, he's what. Remember, these Joe Biden was a senator once, and he's presiding here. He's the chair. No wonder. You think it was completely a setup? So Joe Biden's the chair, and he's pictured there, young Joe Biden, I might add, taking this like, oh, this is serious. Like he didn't know it was going to happen. Oh, I didn't know. This is just a But, you know, he still was passed. He was still approved. What really lost it, I'm telling you, is she goes through this sort of lengthy dialogue. You notice it cuts out. I can't find any more that's longer than this one, where it kind of gives more of an explanation about the pubic hair discussion. See, that's where she really loses it. That's where it does not be. That's where it's not believable at all. Not even remotely believable at all. See, this is the slimy stuff that we get into. This is during the George Bush the senior presidency, soon to be shifted over to Bill Clinton's presidency. So all this tawdry talk is coming out then, sort of like laying the precedent down for the future, establishing something for the future, if you know what I mean. I look at it that way, because all of a sudden, as soon as Clinton becomes president, things start to spiral out of control. Agenda 21, anyone? Those folks? This is, I think, a pivotal part in American history because of the salacious nature of such a big lie. And when she got to the pubic hair moment, that's when everybody said, oh, wait a minute. Because it's just it's too unbelievable to comment. After hearing all these other things. So that is Anita Hill. That's what she has to say. Now, we're going to run out a little bit of time. We come back from the other side. We'll hear comments from Clarence Thomas, what he had to say in response to this. Because what he had to say in response to this was what really won everybody over. There's no question in my mind. It was from his comments here that when he responded to her, you know, it was kind of interesting because, I'll set it up right now, but the senators all thought that surely Clarence Thomas is watching everything that Anita Hill is saying. That he must be back in the other room watching because he's going to be up next, batter up. So the way they played it was she came up, she did her thing, just like this. All the hearings were over. In other words, all the senators asked their questions. They had their shot. And they couldn't shoot him down. And the big problem, listen, the big problem, let's do not forget this. The big problem here was that you had a black man going before a bunch of Democrats who controlled the Senate at this time. A black man who was a conservative black man. Well-known conservative black man. With a very stable and happy family, I might add. Sound like Brett Kavanaugh? I know, he's white, but he's conservative. And by the way, he is a Jesuit Catholic. I don't think he swore an oath to the Jesuits. That's a big deal. At least he hasn't comported himself in any way in my understanding of him, in my research, and you know how I am. So when we come back, we'll hear the response. Let's see if we got the salient ones here. The response by Clarence Thomas, which I thought was epic. And a class act. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Like everybody else, you want to hear the flashback comments by Clarence Thomas in response to Anita Hill. All right, so Joe Biden is about to gavel down, so listen up. Everybody pay attention. He is the senator in charge. Remember, the Democrats had control of the Senate at the time. And George Bush has nominated Clarence Hill, a black man, in the face of these Democrats. You know, the guy's responsible for slavery. Mm-hmm. Same guys, same Democrats. So they trot out Anita Hill, claim sexual harassment. This is part of Clarence Thomas's response. Here you go. Well, 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 I guess here we don't go.
Committee will please come to order. Judge, it's a tough day and tough night for you, I know. Let me ask, do you have anything you'd like to say before we begin? I understand that your preference is, which is totally and completely understandable, that we go 1 hour tonight, 30 minutes on each side. Am I correct in that?
That's right.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Senator, I would like to start by saying unequivocally, uncategorically, that I deny each and every single allegation against me today that suggested in any way that I had conversations of a sexual nature or about pornographic material with Anita Hill, that I ever attempted to date her, that I ever had any personal sexual interest in her, or that I in any way ever harassed her. A second, and I think more important point, I think that this today is a travesty. I think that it is disgusting. I think that this hearing should never occur in America. This is a case in which this sleaze, this dirt, was searched for by staffers of members of this committee, was then leaked to the media, and this committee and this body validated it and displayed it at prime time over our entire nation. How would any member on this committee, any person in this room, or any person in this country would like sleaze said about him or her in this fashion, or this dirt dredged up in this gossip and these lies displayed in this manner? How would any person like it? The Supreme Court is not worth it. No job is worth it. I'm not here for that. I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high.
Well, isn't it interesting? The clip stops there. It's a high-tech lynching, is what he's saying here. What do you think of that? I just love it when this sort of thing happens. Is it an accident? I don't know. It's nothing more than a high-tech lynching is what he's about to say. Yeah. Interesting. See if we can get this to play properly here. I find it as curious as anybody that this is not coming up as a comment off of a YouTube at this point. But you clearly get the drift of what he's talking about here, Clarence Thomas. He does a fantastic job, in my opinion. Class act. That's my opinion. Yeah, I love the way this just so happens to cut out at this point in time in the video. Isn't this wonderful? Just the way they play the game, I guess, huh? And we're not getting it back either. It's just done. So... So Anita Hill versus Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas, you should, you know, what the thing that you can't see in this video, and we'll have a part of this video up or another one from another provider, if you will, because obviously this is not what is acceptable. What we will do is we'll put this back up, see if we can get the last, I'll play the whole thing because this is such interruption that's going on here. Let's see if we can get part of this back here again. Here we go.
When any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. And it is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree.
See, that's isn't that interesting? I just have to express myself and say, Google YouTube, folks. We did get to play it. We persisted. I didn't move on to the next subject. You see, I don't take this very lightly because, you know, this is the world I live in. This is the technology that we have to put up with now, the slowing down of our computers, right? If you're a conservative, your computers are slowing down. How about that one? If you're a conservative, you can't bring up the data that you want. It takes forever to get it. And then, of course, a lot of people just don't go there. And then if you're a radio talk show host and you're utilizing it, of course, you should know better. Right. Just more evidence that I should know better, and I will know better. So we'll take things into our own hands, as usual, which is exactly what we do. We work around this. Now, that's that comment. But I find it interesting. At that salient moment in Clarence Thomas's presentation, in which he slams a white racist, Joe Biden, and other white supremacists, Democrats, Ku Klux Klansmen, if you will, on the other side. So a high-tech lynching of a black man. So it's a room rather than a tree to be hung from. That's what Clarence Thomas said in response to the bogus allegations, baseless allegations, unconfirmed allegations, no witness allegations of Anita Hill. And that's why they confirmed him. Because he called out Joe Biden and others as racist bigots. We'll be back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
All these different things happening. We get a lot of stuff flashing across the screen telling me what to do, what not to do, and how to do it. One of those kind of deals, right? Yeah, this is going to be a big deal, I think. She wants to have, of course, her attorney, you heard that before. Her attorney wants her to extend it out. The FBI needs to investigate. Of course, the FBI's already done 3 investigations of Brett Kavanaugh. They did 2 or 3 investigations of Clarence Thomas, and none, not any of the information that Anita Hill brought forward was there. Nothing. Nothing. And by the way, this was all purportedly taking place in a federal institution, the Department of Education. None of this was brought out, ever. And this was the age of blossoming feminism at the time. And people were being accused of all kinds of crazy stuff at the time, which was new to society. Yet she took no initiative when there was opportunity. See, that's the other thing. That's kind of like, wait a minute. Now, I'm not trying to use today's standards and so on back then because they were different. But she had opportunity but did not do anything. That's why that's the cherry on top of the cake, if you will, for that entire argument. But you know, there are people that certainly are going to believe that this is the way it is and this is the way it's been. And of course, I wonder what CNN said. Got a little thing here. We'll see if we can get anything out of this one. Here you go.
Previous claims against himself or the people around him, and that is a good thing. He's calling for process. He's calling to let the sides at least be heard. Now, he's not calling for the FBI to look at them again. That would be the most helpful thing. But even what he's asking for right now, it's not sitting well with his supporters. Case in point, Amy Kremer, co-founder of the group Women for Trump. Welcome back to Primetime.
Here we go.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Amy, I see inconsistency in your position. You say sexual assault is a serious allegation and shouldn't be used like this by Democrats as a political weapon. If it's a serious allegation, you should take it seriously and let Dr. Ford be heard. Fair point.
Absolutely.
Then what's wrong with them doing this on Monday?
I don't think it needs to be done in public. I think it needs to be done behind closed doors. And we don't need a big spectacle. And that's exactly what it's going to turn into. And you and I both know it. Look, I feel that way. Well, I mean, you said earlier that you thought it was probably going to get ugly. It is.
Because it will get ugly. That's my.
Oh God. So we've got. This is Chris Cuomo on CNN yesterday. Day before, late yesterday in the evening. No, yeah, I'm sorry, 2 days ago. So he's arguing this. He's losing the argument right now. This is a Trump supporter he's talking to.
I'm never going to prove it or disprove it. It was 35 years ago, and probably more than anything, they'll walk out of there, and nothing will have been proven or disproven.
But that's not the bar.
Right where we are now.
That's not the bar. And I'll tell you why. It's not. This isn't the court of law. Okay? Even there,
right.
You only know what you show. But there's a burden. We're not going to have that burden here. There's a different one. Advise and consent. Transparency. Those are the exigencies and the expectations of public office in this confirmation process. Now, we could have a whole discussion a different day about whether or not the confirmation process lives up to that. I would argue it does not. But you can't have this enclosed door because I won't know what happened. And it will be engineered for political advantage, this time for your side. Next time,
Chris,
maybe for the other side. It must be transparent and open. We must see it and judge for ourselves and judge those who advise and consent thereafter. Fair point?
No, I disagree with you. I think this should have been handled weeks ago. Dianne Feinstein sat on this for weeks. She could have taken this to Judge Kavanaugh. She could have taken it. And I think she had a duty to take it to the other committee members, and she did not.
The woman asked for anonymity. Dr. Ford, what do you do with that?
You know what? She could have been granted her anonymity, and it could have been divulged to the committee members. I didn't say it had to be made public.
But of what use is it to the committee if they don't know who it is?
They should have decided how to deal with it as a committee. When the Democrats are accusing Republicans...
He's losing, Chris Cuomo. Anyway, that's... She's making absolutely the most salient argument for all this. And it was not handled properly. Of course, it never was because they were engineering this. It's Amy Kramer. Women for Trump, Amy Kramer. Taking on Mr. Cuomo. Just a little bit of the argument out there. How can you argue with that? I mean, Cuomo's trying, but he's... if you see the facial features, it's kind of out of control for him. He knows he's losing. So the Anita Hill... versus Clarence Thomas. It's almost like Anita Hill versus Brett Kavanaugh. Or it could be, you know, Christine Blasey Ford versus Clarence Thomas. It's the same thing. This is the point. They're desperate. They got nothing. It's the bottom of the barrel for them. Where they're at right now is they're digging a hole. It's getting deeper. And you know the old adage about digging a hole. Stop digging. At some point, they're going to figure that out. They're going to have to stop digging the hole. But for a lot of us, they can just keep on digging. Because this one isn't going to fly just as exactly as it did not with Clarence Thomas. It's blowing up in their face. And for Dianne Feinstein, she's got an election in California, and she's going to lose it if she keeps this up. It's blundering, blundering, and blundering. Even she is backing away from her comments. And those that might come from Christine Blasey Ford. By the way, they're no longer using Stanford University as her place to work. They've changed it to Palo Alto University. I heard that yesterday twice. She teaches at Palo Alto University. I said, where the hell is that? Oh, they slipped. It's Stanford where she teaches. We'll be back. That's for all of our Stanford listeners out there. You hear me.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Yes, we're back.
We are back.
Bert and Ernie are gay. Sesame Street writer finally reveals Bert and Ernie are gay. Okay, is that too much information for you?
It certainly is for me.
Okay, this is the big story, though. This is why they're creating all this hoopla, in part. Now, obviously, they're desperate. They cannot have this guy become a Supreme Court judge. I mean, come on. This is brutal. But you really want to know the real story behind everything that's going on? The real story is that they're losing. Losing, losing, losing. Especially now, because guess what? You've got the situation with North and South Korea. Uh-oh, it's race for them. They're the ugly head again. North and South is getting together. In fact, they're having a meeting right now jointly. Do you know how big this is? 65 years later, the Korean War is going to end. And why? Because Donald Trump did it. Donald Trump is putting an end to the Korean War. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. That should make you very happy. And to all those men and women who died in the Korean War, and their families happy, because they are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.